صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم رب شهر رمضان. Oh Allah, you brought me into your month. You allowed me to fast for you. You allowed me to remember you more in this month. You allowed me to read your book more in this month. Oh Lord, I'm needy of your grace and mercy. I've heard in this month you write what will happen to a person throughout the following year. You've told us to ask for Hajj. Allahumma arzuqna Hajj baytika al-haram. في عامنا هذا وفي كل وزيارة قبر نبيك. Those who love to go and visit the shrine of the Prophet in Medina in Masjid al-Nabi. Look for the lonely, lost grave of the mother of the Sadat in Medina. Wait for Fajr time to go find a place near Baqi, so that when they open the gates, you can be first. Maybe you can get closer. Extend a hand over, touch the soil in Baqi. Ya Imam al-Mujtaba. Ruhi fida. Please intercede for us. It's been a while, I'd like to come and visit. Ya Allah, this is the month of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Those who love Najaf, won't you like to be in the shrine of Imam Ali? Amir al-Mu'mineen's shrine. He gives you this comfort, this home feeling. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ruhi fida, can we come again? Enter your beautiful haram. Spend time with you. Ya Allah, we have all these hajat, we've come to you, begging your mercy and for your blessings. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of this time and try to have sessions by yourself where you speak to Allah. Make sure no one's around. Cry to him, beg him to take your hand, guide you to the Imam of our time. There are those who these days know where the Mahdi of Zahra is. There are those who are in touch with him. Why am I deprived? Why don't I see him? Azizun alayya an ara al-khalqa wa la turab. It's difficult for me that I see everyone, but you're not seen, ya Mahdi. Inshallah, Allah guides us to him. Ya Allah, we ask you, by the broken ribs of our mother, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, forgive us, forgive me, Ilahi al-Afwa, Ilahi al-Afwa. Forgive me, I beg you, by the broken ribs of Zahra. Until I'm forgiven, I know I can't see the Mahdi of Fatima. Wallah, I'm ashamed. I know my Imam remembers me regularly, but I'm ashamed, I rarely think of my Imam, much less to have a fervor in my heart, burning to see him, to be with him, to hear him, to accompany him. Oh Allah, whatever it is that's taken that blessing away from me, please forgive me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده الظاهر بالكرم مجده الباسط بالجود يده الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيما وغناك عنه قديم وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن اليد طول عليك. فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي ومن والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجود عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الأصباح أيان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمي بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضد قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصي ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازي. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني بهجة مونقة قد أراني. فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا، يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إلى أهل الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللنا، وعافية منك تلبسنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the fast of the last couple or few days. And we ask him to grant us the tawfiq to be able to fast the rest of it. And we ask him to forgive us for missing the opportunities that he has provided for us and not taking advantage. And if he has not forgiven us by this night of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, he forgives us at this point. And he blesses us with more and more and gives us, inshallah, his proximity closer and closer. One of the most important blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and those who have been able to recognize this have the advantage of actually taking this blessing. It's there, it's available for all, but some people are not aware of this, or some people are misinformed of this, is the blessing of the love of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. This is one of the best ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proximity. One of the closest, fastest ways of reaching Allah's proximity is by loving the Ahlul Bayt. The more you love the Ahlul Bayt, the closer you're going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's much quicker than all other paths, one can say. If you don't take this path, if you even get to those higher levels of the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get close to the Muqarrabin, because you can't be of the Muqarrabin and not know the Ahlul Bayt, not love the Ahlul Bayt. The prophets of the past were told, this is where we get this from. We're not making this up. This is not some session of feeling great about who we are. We should feel ashamed. I should feel ashamed because I consider myself the lover of the Ahlul Bayt. I don't even know who they are. That love of the Ahlul Bayt does not take me, does not push me to read more of their words. That love of the Ahlul Bayt does not push me to go through the hardship, the difficulty of learning another language to see what they have said firsthand. What type of love is this? What level of love is this? Those who don't know of the Ahlul Bayt, they don't know of the Ahlul Bayt. I know of the Ahlul Bayt. What am I doing with this? So this is not about the idea of making myself feel great because I know the Ahlul Bayt or I love the Ahlul Bayt. That's not the idea. The idea is realizing what gift we have and seeing how much we are able and we are actually taking advantage of this and what it means to take advantage of that. When we see that the prophets of the past, before the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, before the birth of Ali ibn Abi Talib, before the birth of Fatima al-Zahra, before the birth of Imam al-Hasan, before the birth of Imam al-Husayn, Prophet Adam, the father, the great-great-grandfather of these figures, is told that one of your progeny will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And one of them will be Ali, and one of them will be Fatima, and one of them will be Hassan, and one of them will be Hussein. He was informed of how great they were, the feeling he had towards them, the love he had towards them, the tears he shed for Imam al-Hussein when he was informed of this, got him to reach the proximity of the Divine, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh was told to put the names of the Ahlul Bayt on the Ark of Salvation because they are the Ark of Salvation. Nuh is able to grow and get closer to Allah through the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. You think if Allah has a path that is going to get people close to, would He share it with, would He not share it with the prophets, or would they not be the ones that get the best path towards Him? And you see that they have this, they have been given this. And then we have been blessed with being the ummah of the Prophet. We have been blessed with hearing about Imam al-Hussein. We have been blessed with hearing about Imam al-Mujtaba. We've been blessed with hearing about Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. It is a path to Allah. Path to Allah. The love, I'm focusing on this aspect, the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Increase the love of the Ahlul Bayt in your heart. Increase the love of the Ahlul Bayt in your heart. By knowing more about them, by reading their stories more carefully, by identifying the truth of their stories. Wallah, I swear to God, my own experience and thinking about it, I think anyone that thinks about this would agree with this, would see the truth in this. The more you study, you think, you reflect on things that we have even heard already and we've thought of already, we've cried for already, the more you think about it, the more you're able to gain, the deeper your understanding gets. And the deeper your understanding gets, the deeper your love gets. You realize how great they are. This love of the Ahlul Bayt, the fervor that should be in our hearts when you hear the name of the Ahlul Bayt, when you hear of an opportunity to go and visit the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, a gathering of remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt, all of these should just create such a flow of emotions because of the deep connection and love that we have for the Ahlul Bayt. We should increase that, whatever we have. If we think we have a lot, it's still not enough. It's still not enough. More and more of it. More and more of it. How can we tell if we have that love? Let me explain a little something here that every once in a while I feel I need to remind myself. I hope we're all reminded. Inshallah, you guys are already ahead of me, but I need to remind myself. Sometimes I may say Hussein, I use the word, but what I'm intending, the individual I'm intending, is an imaginary figure in my head. I have created a person and I've called that person Hussein, and I love that person in my mind. It's not the Hussein of Fatima. It's not the Hussein of the Prophet. It's not the Hussein. What's the sign? How can I tell if I actually love Imam al-Hussein? How can I? What's the sign of that love? This is very important. And again, I think if we think about this, we will see that this is not something that's being made up here. We have an abundance of hadith. And verses also, one way or another, some of the verses allude to this as well. Love of Amirul Mu'mineen will pull and drag a person to be like Ali, to be closer to Ali, to do things that Ali would like you, to do things that Ali would like. A person who loves Ali ibn Abi Talib cannot stand being away from him. And if you want to be with him, you start looking for how can I be close to Ali ibn Abi Talib? How can I feel closer to him? I'll start looking for material. And then I'll find that it says, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. If you want Ali to like you, Ali likes the muttaqin. He's Imamul Muttaqin. Who would like Ali ibn Abi Talib to take their hand? Who wouldn't of you all, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, who wouldn't like Ali ibn Abi Talib to take their hand and guide them? Ali ibn Abi Talib is Imamul Muttaqin. The Imam of those who are pious, who are implementing taqwa, who are careful of their deeds. You want Ali to like you? You want Ali to take your hand? Taqwa. Start doing more of that. This is an example. I'm not focusing on taqwa. Let's not lose the point here. The point is love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. But how can I tell that this is real love, and it's love of Ali ibn Abi Talib, not a person I've created, not a story I have created, not a big muscle macho man that is really good at war, but Ali ibn Abi Talib as he was. How do I know? This love should draw me to him, want to know more about him, want to be with him, figure out how can I be with him. Let me present this true story. This is an actual experience, and it's a very profound experience that I don't really know if I can say I have a level of understanding of this. I can understand what the words mean, but it's beyond my capacity to comprehend when I hear this. I didn't hear this directly from Ayatollah Khushbakht himself, but numerous accounts of people who knew him. He received a cup of a drink made of honey from the hand of Ali ibn Abi Talib in this life. I don't know what you have to do to have the privilege of Amirul Mu'mineen revealing himself to you in this life. But this tells me, I'm not saying this to tell you who it was and or anything else. The point that I want to take from this is that it's possible. If it's possible, if I love Ali, why am I not working towards that? Then maybe either I don't love Ali, maybe I love an imaginary Ali, because I'm comfortable with just knowing that I cry for him the way he was martyred. I cry for what happened in Medina, which are all those are good things, but that's not Ali. Ali is not simply someone who was struck with a sword on the 19th of the month of Ramadan. Ali ibn Abi Talib is not someone whose wife was mistreated in Medina. That's not the only thing about Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Ali ibn Abi Talib is not simply a warrior of the battles of Badr and Khaybar and Ahzab and Siffin and Jamal and Nahrawan. He's not only that. He's not a warrior of... Ali ibn Abi Talib is a person you would want to be the dust beneath his feet, if you know who he is. And Ali ibn Abi Talib feels and says he's proud to be Abdun min Abid Muhammad. If Ali ibn Abi Talib is this great, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi? I can't even comprehend who Ali is. Ali says, "Ana abdun min abid Muhammad." Who is this prophet of Allah? Who is this rahmatullah al-wasa? Who is this rahmatan lil-alamin? There are people who make it where they see Ali ibn Abi Talib right here in this life. This is what the love of Ali takes you to. Maybe my love for Ali is, or maybe hopefully, I hope the best. You guys are definitely at least this, if not more. I hope I'm at least this too, which is, I love Ali ibn Abi Talib, the actual figure, the one Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one Prophet of Islam, the one Fatima al-Zahra, the one Imam al-Mujtaba, the one Imam al-Husayn. But I recognize my love is limited. It's not very strong. My knowledge of them is not very strong. I busy myself, I keep my mind, my thoughts, my time, my life occupied with so many daily, mundane, routine, ordinary, as fancy as we may think some of these things are, as pretty as we think they are, none of them compare to the beauty of Fatimatu Zahra, Amirul Mu'mineen, the Holy Prophet, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn. But once I occupy my mind with these lower beauties, levels of beauty, I get busy, I get distracted, I don't see Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this is the point we're trying to make. Let's use the month of Ramadan, one of the other tools, and this is what we started with, let's not forget. The closer you get to Ali, the more you love Ali ibn Abi Talib, the closer you're getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I quoted or I referenced the stories of prophets. Prophets reached divine proximity through the love of the Ahlul Bayt. They were told of them before they were, the world, the material world was blessed with their physical presence. It was that important for the spiritual progress and for them to reach the proximity of the divine. They were supposed to hear of them and love them before they come to this material realm. It's that important. And here we are, we have this blessing, getting to the proximity of Allah, getting close to Him, requires this path. مَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهَ بَدَأَ بِكُمْ زِيَارَ جَامِعَ كَبِيرًا مَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهَ بَدَأَ بِكُمْ. Whoever, if you want God, don't let anything distract you. If you want Allah, start with the Ahlul Bayt. بَدَأَ بِكُمْ. Start with them. They are the door of Allah. They are the gate of Allah. Increase your love for the Ahlul Bayt. That will get close, get you close. There's no way on earth you can love Ali ibn Abi Talib and be separated from God and be away from God and not get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless you don't love Ali ibn Abi Talib, you love an imaginary figure. You've created your own Ali ibn Abi Talib with descriptions that don't match Ali ibn Abi Talib, Mawla al-Muwahideen, Imam al-Muttaqeen. If we love Him, there's no way on earth you can love Him and not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no way on earth that your heart feels close to Ali ibn Abi Talib and wants to get closer to Him and you don't want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is impossible. So the more we love the Ahlul Bayt, the more we love Ali ibn Abi Talib, the more we love Fatima al-Zahra, the more we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alih, ruhi fidah, the closer we're going to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the means to Allah. They are the means to Allah. This is a concept that there's so many different aspects and layers to discuss. But there's no point in intellectually discussing and explaining this. Let's cut all the extras and focus on this main thing. Increase the love of the Ahlul Bayt in your hearts. Talk to them, speak to them, think about them. Let that love grow. Use their words. Read Dua al-Nudba. Read Ziyarat Ashura. Read the Ziyara of each of the Imams, and read Ziyara Jami'a Kabira. When you read this line, what does it do to you? بِأَبِي أَنْتُمْ وَأُمِّي وَنَفْسِي وَمَالِي وَأَهْلِي وَأُسْرَتِي. My father, my mother, my family, my belong, everything sacrificed for you. You read that a couple times, see how you're going to start feeling towards them. Those words are meant to increase that love for your benefit towards the Ahlul Bayt. Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Let's take advantage of this month, this purification that we're, inshallah, Allah has put us through, and He has blessed us, and inshallah, He'll continue blessing us with one of the things that can enrich, enhance, increase multitudes. The effects of this is increasing the love of the Ahlul Bayt, making more contact and connection with the Ahlul Bayt, doing the ziyarat of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And one last point on that, I think we've mentioned this before, that personal, the ziyarat and all, they guide us in terms of what to say to the Ahlul Bayt, what to want of them, how to think of them, all those are great. There's one thing, however, that we should not lose sight of, and that is just talk to the Imam, talk to Fatima al-Zahra, talk to the Prophet in your own language. Talk about the conditions you're in, the difficulties, the ease, whatever it is. He is there. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. The Holy Prophet is shaheed. Right now he is watching, he's an observer. He's not absent by the will of God. He's not absent. He's a shaheed. He's the shaheed, the witness. He's here. Speak to him. كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. عَلَّمَ الطَّبَطَوَيْنِ and others have said this أُمَّةً وَسَطًا refers to the Ahlul Bayt. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. The Prophet is a shaheed, a witness over all. And the Ahlul Bayt are a witness over us. The Prophet is a witness over them and us. Ahlul Bayt, they are, speak to the Prophet, speak to Imam al-Husayn, speak to Amir al-Mu'mineen in your own words. Not only in times of need, just talk to him. And more and most of all, the Imam that is in the material realm and is the authority of God on earth and in the entirety of the material realm. Each Imam during his lifetime is the authority of God, Khalifatullah, in the material realm. تنزل الملائكة والروح. On the night of Qad, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. These ملائكه descend to earth. To whom? To where? With the Amr of Allah. To the Hujjat of Allah, to the Imam of our time. He is Hujjatullah. These angels are blessed by coming and delivering God's destiny for the year to come to the Hujjah of the time, to the Imam of the time. Imam al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. He is present in this material realm. He is the authority of God in the material realm today. Our connection with him should be even stronger because of that factor. If it's possible to see Amir al-Mu'mineen in this life, it's definitely possible to see Imam al-Hujjah in this life. Imam al-Hujjah is right here, the way you and I are in the material realm. We can see him. Why don't we work towards that? Why don't we have that as a serious objective? Something that we really wish for. We feel that we're not worthy of it. We should all feel that way. But feel that we really want it. Really want it. And I'm afraid sometimes. How much is this? How strong is this? Is this strong enough? If I'm told that the Imam is in some corner at a certain day, would I be strong enough in that love for him that I would take all measures necessary to be able to get there within the boundaries of God's law, not breaking any law of Allah, to get there? Would I do that, or would I be like, okay, it's too much of a hassle, too much airfare or whatever to get there, and so on? I wonder if the fervor, the want, the desire to see the 12th Imam is strong enough in me. I wonder when he comes and he makes his call and announcement, will I have enough in me that I would be willing to leave everything? I'll just look around and see, okay, what's my taklif towards other things, take care of them quickly, and get going towards where the Imam is and what he wants us to do, and figure out what my taklif towards him. I wonder, do I have that? Let's all, inshallah, ask the Imam of our time, Ya ibn al-Hasan, Ya Hujjatullah, Arwahuna laka al-fida. Please, whatever I've done, whatever we have done, that we are, unfortunately, I'm speaking for myself, I don't know about you guys. You can speak for yourself and say whatever you want. Ya Hujjatullah, I've occupied my mind and thoughts with this lower material realm and the worries of life and bills and money and the worries of what next to get and where I am, comparing myself to those who have more and in this race to get more and more, and I have lost track of you. I don't even know where you are. I don't even wonder where you are. I don't even ask where you are. I don't even care where you are. I don't try to get to you. I want this month of Ramadan, I come to you, I plead, I admit to this guilt And I ask you for forgiveness, and I ask you to, you take my hand and you change me. If you help this diseased heart that has an illness much, and illnesses much worse than the coronavirus, the virus of Hubbud Dunya is killing this heart, is crushing this heart, is covering the filth of Hubbud Dunya, is completely shutting out the light from you and who are the light of Allah from my heart. You, please, you save me, you cure this heart. By the right of your mother, by the right of the Prophet, by the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, by the right of Imam al-Hasan, by the right of Imam al-Husayn. Ya Allah, we ask you by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, you hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us become his true and close companion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause. We ask Allah especially to help the ulama, the maraja, and more so our leader. We ask him to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. We ask him to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min nabiyya wa alih rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat. اللهم صل على محمد.